Well, we've heard about the pandemic disproportionately affecting women's jobs, the carers, the teachers, the hospitality workers. But a new international survey has now found that almost a quarter of women have considered quitting the workforce altogether through the pandemic. The consultancy Deloitte spoke to 5,000 women from 10 countries, including Australia, India, the US and the UK, and they've found it's all about the combined pressure of greater workloads and household responsibilities borne most heavily by women. Jane Lee has this report.
No matter where you live or how well your country's handled the pandemic, Deloitte's survey has found that COVID-19 has made working life considerably harder across the board. 77% of women interviewed said their workload has increased since the crisis began, and 66% said that they bear the greatest responsibility for household tasks.
So what we see in the survey is that Australian women are actually faring very similarly to women across the world. And whilst slightly better than the average across the world, what we're seeing is similar problems. And there are challenges with workload and work commitments and increases in hours and time spent on caregiving and household management. And so we're seeing very similar things across the world on that.
Claire Harding is the Chief Strategy Officer of Deloitte Australia. She says that more than half of the women interviewed from a range of industries, from hospitality to finance, were feeling less optimistic about their career prospects today than before the pandemic.
What we're seeing is the number of women who would say that they have good job satisfaction, good well-being, both mental and physical, and even their own perceptions of their productivity, the number of women has gone down in all of those categories. And the sort of underlying reasons for that are increased workloads, increased caregiving, and then concerns about things like career progression opportunities and the ability to see a way forward for themselves in their careers.
The results weren't surprising to Maddie Saar, Senior Advocacy Officer at South Australia's Working Women's Centre, which last month surveyed 300 women under 30. Many of the women were more anxious and depressed due to the pandemic.
Our biggest concern is that this is going to have a really long-term impact on this generation of young women who have now possibly been out of work for a longer period of time than they would otherwise have been.
All of this could see women leaving their jobs. The majority of women surveyed by Deloitte, 57%, said they plan to leave their current employer in the next 2 years. And almost a quarter of women said they were considering leaving the workforce altogether. It's something that could have consequences for the broader economy.
So all it takes is just for a few women to drop out of the workforce, and suddenly the remaining women find themselves in an even smaller minority, and then they might become the token women, and their voice and their input gets sidelined and marginalised even more.
Dr. Leonora Rees is an economics lecturer at RMIT University. She says that in the first 2 months of the pandemic alone, women's workforce participation in Australia fell about 3.5 percentage points. And while that's since climbed back to pre-pandemic levels, this took us back 13 years.
That goes to show how fragile and delicate progress is. We might assume that we're on some upward linear trajectory in terms of progress, but a shock can just hit, and then suddenly that progress is reversed.
Deloitte's Claire Harding recommends employers respond by improving flexible working arrangements and parental leave policies, and also making their workplace cultures more inclusive.
Gender equity is really important, so gender pay equity, equity in promotions, and then programs around well-being, physical, mental, social, financial well-being are going to be important. Secondly, culture, so an inclusive culture, coaching, making sure that women understand their career opportunities, and listening to women, asking them what they need.
Claire Harding from Deloitte Australia, Jane Lee, our reporter.